England.
Jim Slagle from the state of Maryland in the United States.
And it's Phil Gordon from England, the Isle of Wight.
And Orhan Yeter from Istanbul, Turkey.
Okay, there we have it then. Okay, I'd like to go over just again to make sure what we looked at last week, because it's very easy to forget what's going on. So if you go over it several times, it tends to be remembered. White, King, Foxtrot 5. White, Pawn, Echo 5. White, Rook, Alpha 7.
Alpha 7,
yeah. King, King, Foxtrot 5. King, Foxtrot 5. Pawn, Echo 5. Rook, Alpha 7. Black, Rook, Bravo 1. Black, King, Echo 8. Mm-hmm. So the Black Rook is Bravo 1. The Black King is Echo 8. We looked at this last week, and I just want to go over it briefly, just to give the main lines, just to make sure they're in memory. The Black King has the favourable position. It is sitting on the promotion square. The Black Rook is well placed and must, with Black to play, Black has only one move to draw, I think. The drawing position is to play Rook Bravo 6. The Rook controls its third rank. White King can't advance, so the only move White can play is Pawn Echo 6 to make progress. And now the Black Rook goes back to just where it's been. The Black Rook has done its job. It has stopped the White King from advancing to the sixth rank. So now the Black Rook must go all the way back. Rook Bravo 1. White tries to come in for checkmates with King Foxtrot 6. But it won't work, because the Black Rook goes Rook Foxtrot 1, check. And no matter where the White King goes, Echo 5, Rook Echo 1, check. Delta 6, Rook Delta 1, check. Echo 5, Rook Echo 1, check. The White King has no chance. The only thing the White can do is try and approach the Black Rook. So he tries King Delta 5, Rook Delta 1, King Charlie 4, Rook, Rook Charlie 1, check. King Delta 3, and now the King is too many ranks away from the pawn. Black Rook now just goes Rook Echo 1, and the Echo Pawn is in danger of being captured. White can't make progress. So the king could come back, King Delta 4. But the King retreats to the pawn. Well, actually, it's got to be Rook Alpha 6, hasn't it, and King Echo 7. As you see, when the King hits the third rank, Delta 3, the Echo Pawn is lost. So, put the King back on, White King back on Foxtrot 5.
Mm-hmm.
White Pawn back on Echo 5. Black Rook back on Bravo 1. The position, King Foxtrot 5, Pawn Echo 5, Rook Alpha 7 for White. Black, Rook Bravo 1, King Echo 8. With Black to play, it's an easy draw. Rook Bravo 6, White can't make progress. However, if it is White to play, White can play King Foxtrot 6. And here is how you can lose by giving check. If you give check on either Foxtrot 1 or Bravo 6, you lose. You lose badly. Rook Bravo 6 check, for example. Pawn Echo 6. Now the threat is Rook Alpha 8 checkmate. Black must bring the Rook back. Rook Bravo 8. White now plays Rook Echo 7 check. A little subtlety, just so as the Black King can end up over on the King's side. Black plays, actually, White doesn't have to play rook echo 7. Check. White can just go straight away, rook hotel 7. There's a threat of the back rank mate. So the Black King has to go King delta 8. But then simply rook to the 7, rook hector 8, check. King Charlie 7. Trade rooks from oak pawn. Now, that's what happens if you mishandle the position. Alright, let's reset the position again. Go back to the starting position. King foxtrot 5, pawn echo 5, rook alpha 7, black rook bravo 1, king echo 8. This time it is white to play. White plays king foxtrot 6. There is only one move to hold the position, and that is to attack the white pawn from the rear. Black must play rook echo 1. Must play, no choice. Rook echo 1. You are holding the pawn from the rear. The reason for this is the Black King is going to be pushed sideways off the echo 8 square. And he has to be able to stop the echo pawn from advancing. So what the Black King and rook are going to do is prevent the echo pawn from advancing when white tries to do it. So you need the pawn under attack before it starts moving. So rook echo 1, only move. Attack the pawn from the rear. White plays king echo 6. Again, threat of back rank mate. The Black King must break the pattern. He must move sideways. Now the board has eight files on a chessboard. With the pawn sitting on one file, there are 7 left. There are 3 to one side of the pawn and 4 to the other side of the pawn. The side with 3 files is called the short side. The side with 4 files is called the long side. The king can go either way. But one side is very easy to draw, on the other side you make difficulties. And the rule is, you always go to the short side for a centre pawn or a bishop pawn. Centre pawn, bishop pawn, it's the short side. So you run, the Black King is going to go to the king side. You can draw with a centre pawn by going to the long side, but you make problems for yourself. You don't have to make problems, make life easy. King foxtrot 8, go to the short side. White must push the Black King further away. Rook alpha 8, check. King golf 7. So it looks as if the Black King is out of the way now, but the question for white is how to advance the pawn. If you play king delta 7, you lose your echo 5 pawn. So if you try king delta 6, simply rook delta 1 check. How does the king escape the check? Well, if king echo 6, rook back to echo 1. White can't make progress. So white has to defend the echo pawn and strengthen it with the rook. So white must do rook echo 8, or white can try rook echo 8. Now comes the position where black has to play precisely again. We saw earlier that when white was forced to advance the pawn to the 6th rank without the king being on the 6th rank, black had continual attack of the files from foxtrot 1, delta 1, echo 1, charlie 1, wherever the white king went, black could give check. Well, black does the same idea, but instead of up the files, he does it across the ranks. In this position, after rook echo 8, black must play rook alpha 1, look Alpha 1. The idea is to go to Alpha 6 check, and wherever the white king goes, you get a check. If white tries to stop this by playing rook delta 1, with the intention, with the idea, if rook alpha 6 check, rook delta 6, well, black doesn't fall for this. The white rook has removed itself from protecting the echo 5 pawn when the king gets out the way. So black simply goes black rook, echo 1. So white rook delta 1 doesn't work. So white goes back rook, echo 1. Let's see if that works. Black goes rook alpha 1. So let's see the white king try and run this time. White goes intending to advance the pawn. Black goes rook alpha 7 check. King Charlie 6. Rook alpha 6 check. King Bravo 7. Actually, after King Charlie 6, you don't play rook. You don't play rook alpha 6 check. That's a mistake. When you go King Charlie 6, now the white rook is unguarded. The white king on Charlie 6, the black rook on alpha 7. Instead of rook alpha 6 check, you play King Foxtrot 7. Annoy the white rook. If white, there's a possibility of white losing here by playing King Delta 7. Rook, oh no, you can't play King Delta 7. No, rook's on Charlie, king's on Charlie 6. So after King Foxtrot 7, the white rook must give way. Where does it go? Rook Bravo 1, rook Bravo 8. And then black plays King Echo 7, and the black king is again stopping the pawn from advancing. So this is a draw. So, put the black king back on Golf 7. Put the white king back on Echo 6. Put the white rook back on Echo 8. So white has rook Echo 8, king Echo 6, pawn Echo 5. And black has just played rook alpha 1. And this is how you have the draw. The rook goes to alpha 1. The white king can't escape the attacks. And the white rook can't go rook delta 1. So this is an important position to have in mind. When the rook and the king and the pawn are all on the same file, you must get checked from the side. So that's last week's lesson. Now we're going to see what happens when the pawn is moved to the side by one. So if you can set up your full board, and we'll hopefully give you comments and thoughts. Live.
Okay, let me set up my board as well.
Yep. How long is the game, by the way? About?
I think we played about 3 weeks ago.
No. How many moves?
40, I think.
Okay.
I will check again.
It's okay. No. Well, it gives us an idea, because if the game is only, say, 20 moves, then clearly something has, we need to discuss the opening and early middle game deeply. But if it's 90 moves, then it indicates that the opening perhaps wasn't very critical.
Yes.
Endgame. 90 moves. Okay, I had a good boy set up for him. It sounds like he's not ready.
Sorry.
Go ahead and set up.
I have a big board here, so it can make a big noise, a little bit. Sorry about that. Hmm.
one good thing is if you get into like a Lucina type position or something, obviously you have lots of time on the clock to try to figure out and work out and remember what you forgot from 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, you should be able to work by principle. That's just to try and write down the rules or the ideas, the concepts,
yeah,
rather than try to remember specific positions. Such as you say, center pawn, knight pawn, you've seen a position as a win. And then you can work it out. And you must remember, king on the 7th rank, rook sideways, rook 4th rank, rook claims an extra file.
Yep.
And then you try and work it out again. Well, what else can I do? I've moved from one important position to another important position. So if you try to remember specific moves, there are positions where you have to. In the Philidor's position, you must remember rook bravo 6 to claim the 6th rank. But if white gets anything on the 6th rank first, you have to go behind the pawn. But even then you can describe this as a rule, can't you? The attacking king and pawn on the 5th rank, you claim their 6th rank, your 3rd rank.
Yeah.
Attacking king on his 6th rank, you go behind the pawn. You attack the pawn from the rear. Sometimes you give check, and it's the only way. Sometimes you don't give check. And the Philidor position, when you can't get Philidor's position, you have to go behind the pawn. Now, if you're clever, you can invent that at the board. But it's much easier doing a bit of homework than learning it.